Proverbs 30 and verse 24. There are four things little upon the earth, and they are exceeding wise. The ants, people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The rock badgers are but a feeble folk, yet they make their house in the cliff. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. Thou takest hold of the lizard with the hands, yet is she in king's palaces. And then in the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 27, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world, that he may put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world, that he may put to shame the strong things. And the ignoble things of the world, and the despised, has God chosen. And things that are not, that he may annul the things that are, so that no flesh should boast before God. But of him are ye, in Christ Jesus, who has been made to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and holiness, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Just interested in the way that the writer here in the Proverbs describes these things. Little upon the earth, but exceeding wise. So that we might look on these things which are listed here, might not think much of them. But according to God, they set out wisdom. And I was interested in our brother's word about redeeming the time, because I thought that really connected with the ants here. People not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. They realise that they don't have unlimited time to do it. It has to be done while the food is available. We don't know how much longer we might have. But you know, there is plenty of spiritual food around. If we would go in for it, you know, God is making all this available to us. It's a wonderful day at present. It's the acceptable time. It's when everything is made available to us through the Spirit for our spiritual enjoyment, for our building up. It's there for us. Well, we might be thought of as not strong by the world. They're not strong. But I find it interesting that three out of these four creatures that I mentioned, they actually go around in groups. So, an individual ant might not be thought of as very strong, but you think of them as collectively, what they're able to achieve between them. I think it's rather like fellowship, isn't it? That between us, what strength there is, isn't there? Think of every believer working together. You think of what's going to be displayed when the Lord comes and when he comes out to reign. What a display of what men have regarded as weak and small, but there's going to be there the assembly brought out. What a wonderful company of persons it is that is going to display the glory of God. It says here, the rock badgers are but a feeble folk. So the ants are not strong, the rock badgers are feeble. But they make their house in the cliff. What strength there is in the cliff, isn't it? They don't have strength in themselves, but they have strength in where they live. We read, don't we, that the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. There's safety to be had where, you might say, where people can't get at you. That's not physical, I don't think, so far as we're concerned. But you think of the way that the devil had to leave the Lord, that he just departed from him. He had no entrance there. It's rather like the home in the cliff. It was impregnable. And it's good if we can have some sense of the name of the Lord as that which will keep us safe. Because Satan would want to fire his darts, wouldn't he? Those fiery darts of the wicked one would be out there to get us. But making a home in the cliff, I don't think that's just hanging on to it. I think there's the holes in the cliff. They live in there safe. can't be got at because they're there. Then the locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. We find, don't we, in regard of Israel, that when there was no king in Israel, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. So that's what we're like naturally. But here are these locusts, they have no king. Yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. It's rather like, I think, the effect of God's work, that we're set together. We might not have anything outwardly that people would look on and say, yes, that's what's keeping them together. But there is that which does keep us together. We have a common interest. We move in the same way. Go forth, all of them, by bands. Yes, you can see that, can't you? You see all these locusts going forth by bands. We know often when locusts come in, there could be millions of things. And they're all just working their way through, aren't they? Systematically eating everything in their path. I'm not saying that there should be destructiveness seen in us, but it's the way that they work together. With no apparent leader, but they're working together. And then it says they'll take his hold of the lizard with their hands, yet is she in the king's palaces. This is an individual animal here. The other three are a lot of them together, but here's an individual. So how about ourselves individually? Men might take us with the hands, might pick us up, say, oh, how little he is. But you think of the privilege of being in king's palaces. That's the privilege that a believer has, which no one in this world can understand. But we have a place that has been provided for us. For ourselves, it's a place in the Father's house. How wonderful that is. It's really like the king's palaces, isn't it? The many abodes which are there, and the place has been prepared for us. You know, the world can't understand it, can it? Can't understand how something so insignificant in this world that we ourselves might be, yet we have a home, a wonderful home that has been prepared for us. I read in Corinthians, because I thought there was a certain similarity here, in the way that Paul is speaking about the foolishness, or the wisdom of men, the gospel being likened to being foolish. If only God may gain people. He's prepared to call his own way of working as foolishness, if only to separate it from the worldly wisdom that we see. And people like to think of themselves as very wise. As much that goes on in this world, isn't it? There's so much which people think of as intelligence. They even speak now of artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. What wisdom they think they have, don't they? But you know, God has his own way through. It doesn't depend on the wisdom of man or anything that they can put together. But he says he's chosen the foolish things of the world. Well, that's a great comfort, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That he's chosen them. Let's say as to believers, we're chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. God has chosen them. They might be in this world as foolish. Mm-hmm. They might be weak. They might be ignoble. They might be despised. Mm-hmm. Well, you can look at Christ, can't you, when he was here in this world. No one wanted him. He was a stranger, wasn't he? He was despised. Left alone of men, man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. God had chosen him. This is my beloved son, he said, with my family delight. And you know, the features in Christ could not be understood by those around him, could they? Because they were of God. And it is he whom the apostle brings before us now in verse 30. Is what God has chosen, but then it says, of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who has been made to us wisdom from God. So that our view is taken away from things of this world. God would wanted to be set on Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, he's been highly exalted, hasn't he? Given them a name which is above every name. Christ is made unto us wisdom from God. We can see the key of all God's ways in Christ. We see the detail of things, don't we, in creation, and we know that Christ was instrumental in everything there. But what is in view is new creation. And God has begun with Christ. It's everything takes character from him, so that of ye who has been made to us, wisdom from God and righteousness and holiness and redemption. Four things. There were four things, weren't there, in Proverbs? I'm not saying that these link in any way exactly, but it just struck me that there are these things. Wisdom, righteousness, holiness, redemption. And according as it is written, he that boasts, let him. Just leave these words with us, brethren. May the Lord bless them to us.
Amen. Amen.